In the day's other headlines, former FBI Director James Comey appeared in a Virginia court today on charges that he threatened President Trump's life. During the brief closed-door hearing, Comey did not enter a plea deal, but his lawyer said they plan to argue his prosecution is vindictive and selective. Comey faces two criminal charges related to a photo he posted online last year of seashells spelling out the numbers 8647, 86 being common slang for getting rid of something or someone, and Trump being the 47th president. Comey later removed the post. He's denied any wrongdoing. In California today, Elon Musk was back on the stand for a second day of testimony, part of his lawsuit against OpenAI and its co-founder, Sam Altman. During tense, at times combative cross-examination, Musk said he was a fool for helping to fund OpenAI in its early days. Musk said he was tricked into believing the ChatGPT creator would remain a nonprofit instead of the $800 billion giant it is today. He split with the company in 2018 and is seeking more than $150 billion in damages. A lawyer for OpenAI says Musk only filed the lawsuit because he, quote, didn't get his way. A cleanup is underway in northern Texas today after intense storms injured at least five people and left a path of destruction. Aerial footage from this morning shows demolished homes and toppled trees in the small city of Mineral Wells, about an hour west of Fort Worth. The storm brought hail and at least one confirmed tornado that scattered debris and crushed roofs. Local officials told reporters today a curfew is in place for a second night as they start to rebuild.
One thing that we're really extremely good at is caring for each other. So, you know, we're here. We're going to be here until this is all cleaned up, and then we'll rebuild it, and we're going to make it look better than it was.
The Texas governor issued a disaster declaration yesterday for three counties affected by the storms. Forecasters say more severe weather is expected to hit the area tonight. Prosecutors released new details today about the suspect charged with attempting to kill President Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They say Cole Allen took this selfie on Saturday night in his hotel room, dressed in black pants and a red tie. A closer image shows his various weapons. It was part of a court filing today laying out the government's case to deny bail for the 31-year-old. Minutes after the photo was taken, Allen was seen charging past ballroom security. He was quickly captured and faces one count of attempting to assassinate the president plus other charges. A hearing is set for tomorrow. The Justice Department is charging 10 current and former Mexican officials with conspiring with a powerful cartel to import drugs into the U.S. Among those named in today's indictment is Sinaloa State Governor Ruben Rocha. He's accused of protecting Sinaloa cartel members in exchange for bribes and political support, which he denies. Rocha is a member of the political party led by President Claudia Sheinbaum. She has said her government is cracking down on corruption, though President Trump has insisted that more needs to be done. None of those charged today are currently in custody. King Charles and Queen Camilla were in New York today as part of their ongoing visit to the U.S. The couple laid a wreath at the National 9/11 Memorial and met with victims' families, among other events. It's part of a four-day visit to mark the 250th anniversary of America's independence from Great Britain, and it comes at a time of strained relations between the two nations. Last night, King Charles capped off a day of pageantry and diplomacy with a state dinner at the White House. In his own remarks, President Trump revealed details about a private conversation he had with the king about the war in Iran.
We have militarily defeated that particular opponent, and we're never going to let that opponent ever, Charles agrees with me even more than I do, we're never going to let that opponent have a nuclear weapon. They know that, and they've known it right now very powerfully.
By convention, the British monarch is meant to be politically neutral, and closed-door conversations are usually kept private. Buckingham Palace responded today by saying the king is, quote, mindful of his government's position on, quote, the prevention of nuclear proliferation. Police in the UK are treating the stabbing of two Jewish men today as an act of terrorism. The attack happened in a predominantly Jewish area of North London. The two victims were taken to a hospital and are in stable condition. A 45-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Police say he has a history of serious violence and mental health issues. Counterterrorism officials are looking into possible links to recent arson attacks on synagogues and other Jewish sites in the city. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed after the Fed held interest rates steady. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 280 points, or about 0.5%. The Nasdaq managed a slight gain of less than 10 points. The S&P 500 ended a touch lower on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, what's still stopping Congress from agreeing on Homeland Security funding? Jerome Powell announces he'll stay on the Federal Reserve's board after stepping down as chair. We speak with a business owner trying to get tariff refunds and what it takes to create the perfect fields for the upcoming World Cup.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.